The third Sunday in Ordinary Time, Cycle A. Today's Gospel is from St. Matthew. When Jesus heard that John had been arrested, he withdrew into Galilee. He left Nazareth and went to settle down in Capernaum, a town by the Lake of Galilee, at the border of Zebulun with Naphtali. In this way the word of the prophet Isaiah was fulfilled. Land of Zebulun and land of Naphtali, cross by the road of the sea, and you who live by the Jordan, Galilee, land of pagans, listen. The people who lived in darkness have seen a great light. On those who live in the land of the shadow of death, a light has shone. From that time on, Jesus began to proclaim his message. Change your ways, the kingdom of heaven is near. As Jesus walked by the lake of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon called Peter, and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the lake, for they were fishermen. He said to them, "Come follow me, and I will make you fish for people." At once they left their nets and followed him. He went on from there and saw two other brothers, James the son of Zebedee, and his brother John, in a boat with their father Zebedee, mending their nets. Jesus called them. At once they left the boat and their father and followed him. Jesus went around all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom, and curing all kinds of sickness and disease among the people. The commentary today is from Father Josep Ribot y Margarit from Tarragona in Spain. Today, Jesus teaches us a lesson of holy prudence, totally congenial with boldness and courage. Certainly, he who is not afraid of promulgating the truth decides to pull away when realizing that his enemies, as they had already done with John the Baptist, also want to kill him. Get away from here, for Herod wants to kill you. If his slanderers, whom he had spent his life doing good to, were trying to kill him, you should not be surprised if you eventually also suffer maltreatment, as the Lord always warned us. When Jesus heard that John had been arrested, he withdrew into Galilee. It would be foolish to challenge danger without a commensurate reason. Only through prayer can we make out whether silence or abeyance or letting time go by are symptoms of wisdom or of cowardice and lack of fortitude. Forbearance, the science of peace, will help making up our mind serenely at difficult moments, provided we do not lose our supernatural vision. Jesus went around all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom and curing all kinds of sickness and disease among the people. Neither threats nor fears of what others may say can force us to retreat from doing good. Those of us who are called to become salt and light, workers of goodness and truth, cannot yield before extortion and threats that more often than not will be nothing but hypothetical or merely oral dangers. Unwavering, fearlessly, without looking for any excuse to postpone for tomorrow our apostolic action, they say, tomorrow is the adverb of the defeated. This is why Saint José María recommended, here is a recipe to make your apostolic spirit effective. Make definite plans, not for the whole week, but for the day ahead, for this moment and the next. To carry out God's will enthusiastically, to be righteous in any environment, and to follow the ruling of our well-shaped consciences, calls for a strength and might we have to request for us all, because the danger of cravenness is great. Let us beg our Holy Mother in Heaven to help us always, and in all instances, to abide by God's will by imitating her heroic fortitude at the foot of the cross.